Here's a cool fact. A crocodile can't stick out its tongue. Another cool fact, you can get short-term health insurance for a month or just under a year in some states. UnitedHealthcare short-term insurance plans are designed for people who are between jobs, coming off their parents' plan, or turning a side hustle into a full-time gig. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage with access to a nationwide network of doctors and hospitals. Get more cool facts about UnitedHealthcare short-term plans at uh1.com. Cool fact, a crocodile can't stick out its tongue. Also, you can get health insurance for a month or just under a year in some states. UnitedHealthcare short-term insurance plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage for you. Learn more at uh1.com.
Hello and welcome to Saving Lives in Slow Motion. My name's Dr. Ayan Panja. As a doctor over the last 25 years, I've become an expert in putting health into context. These bite-sized episodes will expand your mind and enrich your life. Now, on with this week's show. Today, I'd like to talk about ideas and health hacks for 2024. Happy New Year to you and your families. Wow, it's 2024, and I don't know about you, whether you've got any resolutions. Maybe you're the kind of person that doesn't make resolutions, but there is something about a new year that is undeniable. It's new, and that change in calendar often does make us reflect or look forward. Now, it's different for different people. I really struggle at this time of year, and my brain almost just shuts down. And although I take a bit of time off, the days seem to just race by. And before you know it, you're in the middle of January. So I've tried to be really mindful this year that I'm not going to book up every single day with some sort of activity or that, you know, rush that can dominate modern life. And rather than resolutions, having ideas about what you might want to do, and actually I have to say for mine, they both came to fruition. Press-ups, which I've mentioned before, and the other one was taking up the bass guitar, which I've managed to do. Both immensely satisfying, quite indulgent. But the idea of ideas for 2024 is slightly softer than resolutions. And I think there are two things. Firstly, can you just off the top of your head think of a few things that you would like to do this year? So this is a right brain task, a bit like brainstorming, where you're not thinking. So you've got to do it really, really quickly. So for me, it's get fitter, sleep earlier, and get more organized. Okay, so let's just think those through now. Now that they're out there in the world, get fitter, get to sleep earlier, and get more organized. What are yours? Let me just write those down. Now, as I think of those three for me, get fitter, get to sleep earlier, and get more organized, I'm immediately thinking of barriers to them. So these are sometimes a euphemism for excuses. Actually, they're not. You've got to make these things realistic. It's so vague just saying get fitter. How am I going to do that? What do I even mean by it? So when I think of my own life, I think of working hours, other commitments, other habits, like how much coffee or alcohol I drink. These all tie into my three ideas. I'm not going to call them resolutions. They're just ideas. And one of the things about the word idea is that it's a possibility, isn't it? There's no enforcement there. A resolution is resolute. It's like, no, I am going to do this. And people are different. You know, some people need rules. Other people need a gentle nudge. And I'm very much one of those people that can't either be forced or made to do something very easily. And I don't like forcing myself to do something. I've got to really want to do it. And, you know, in my book, I talk about this framework called the ideal framework. And it's about how you change your behaviors or how you get going with stuff. So the I is for identify. So I've identified these three things, which are at the moment, as I say, ideas. I want to get fitter, get to sleep earlier, and I want to become more organized. Now, there is a whole episode on this ideal framework from June 22. So I'm not going to go into the detail, but essentially D is define, E is engage, A is activate, and L is look back, which means patting yourself on the back for doing the thing that you said you were going to do. Now I'm going to talk through how I'm going to achieve these three things if I want to. Clearly I do, because I brainstormed them and they're things that have just come out almost automatically without overthinking. So the way I'm going to approach this is firstly by making it easy and tempting myself. So at the moment I'm reading an excellent book, and if I leave that book by my bedside, I'm much more likely to want to get to sleep earlier, because I will almost find my way upstairs into bed and become absorbed by that book. And of course, reading is a great way to tire your eyes as well. So I've already got that in the back of my mind. Getting fitter. So this year I've been doing quite a lot of yoga using an app, and that's great, but I want a bit more cardiovascular fitness this year. I need to think this through, because apart from doing the odd bit of HIIT, I'm going to need to find a way of doing a bit more. And that's the other thing. I've got to sort of, like I tempted myself with the book and getting to bed earlier. For me, it's got to be interesting. I'm quite childish like that. So if something seems like a chore or hard work, then I find that really hard. I'm not into punishing myself. I don't think that's helpful, certainly for me. And I think actually on a tangent, while we're on the idea of ideas, when you look on social media, there are so many commentators out there, and there are so many big name influencers that put up these posts about, oh, you know, if you're not, you know, no pain, no gain, and if you're not feeling uncomfortable, then you can't grow. Yeah, I mean, these are all sound bites, and that's all great. And I sort of partly agree with a lot of them, but you've got to just find your own path, I think, very much so. And if I've learnt nothing else in the last 25 years of listening to people's stories and seeing their life journey unfold in front of me, it's that everyone is different, and whatever might work for you may not work for your best friend or your partner or someone else. There are some principles, you know, and I think every behavioral psychologist in the world will agree that you've got to make things easy if you're going to do them. But it's a hard thing to do. And especially nowadays, people steal other people's ideas, which drives me absolutely nuts. Hijacking other people's creativity, honestly. And not just that, sometimes taking other people's work, which may not even be accurate, but you start to see copycat posts everywhere. And so you start to think, well, that must be true if X is saying it and Y is saying it. I'm not sure. And for me, it's all about context and making up your own mind. Okay, where were we? So just on that, my last little sort of idea for myself about getting organized, this is something I've always struggled with. And again, in my book, The Health Fix, I talk about one of the real life reasons people change their behaviors. And one is called friendly jealousy. And one of my best friends, who I've known for 40 years, he's a school friend, is hyper-organized. You can ask him to find something from 30 years ago and he'll know exactly where it is, whether it's digital and in a folder on his computer or in a folder, like a paper folder somewhere. And, you know, I want to be more like that. It's something that's eaten away at me over time, because I think, you know, not all the time, but now and again I think, oh gosh, where did I put X or Y? And it's actually not that difficult, I don't think. It's just, it doesn't come naturally to me, in inverted commas. But hey, everything can be learned. Okay, enough about me and my sort of ideas for myself. What about ideas in the bigger sense of the word and 2024? What's going on in the world? There's a lot of war. There's a lot of AI. There's a huge amount of technology, apps. Markets are changing. There's a lot of austerity. How does that affect us and our ideas about the world in general, and how that filters into what we do? So if you haven't given this much thought, some of the things that have been bouncing around my head, if, for example, we just take AI, I mean, it's just such a nebulous concept, it's everywhere, but that is going to affect people's work. So some people might find that their job is redundant, for example. Others might find that they're working from home more. And these things affect our livelihoods and our habits. And what, you know, one of the things I think about more maybe it's just the age that I'm at and the state that the world is in, is about waste of any resource, really, and how we can perhaps work more towards what's known as a circular economy, where everything gets ploughed back in and recycled. But that really is difficult, because that means every supplier that you're using, you know, where you get your local takeaway from, you know, they probably use the same plastic containers each time, and they've got to want to change for this to work. It's not easy, but, you know, we can all do our bit. And I think that's part of the point, coming full circle to this whole idea of ideas for 2024 and what you want to do. If you want to change your behaviours, it's actually so much easier not to. I think if you go and ask most, I don't know, takeaway food outlets why they use plastic containers, bearing in mind that some plastics take 40 years to degrade, I bet the answer would be, well, we've just always used them and, you know, they're cheap. And change can be quite difficult unless there's a really good reason for it. People don't want to do it.
This is Paige, the co-host of Giggly Squad, and I want to tell you about a company that I've been loving, Olive & June. Olive & June gives you everything that you need for a salon-quality manicure in one box. And if you break it down, it really comes out to $2 a manicure, which is absolutely insane. It's also so easy to get salon-worthy nails at home with Olive & June. The difference between how your nails used to look when you did them yourself and now with the Manny system is a complete game changer. The best thing about Olive & June, too, is it's a quick dry. It dries in about 1 minute, lasts for 5 days, and full coverage in up to 1 to 2 coats. Visit oliveandjune.com/perfectmanny20 for 20% off your first system. That's oliveandjune.com/perfectmanny20 for 20% off your first system.
Normally, being a little extra can be a bit much, but when it comes to healthcare, it pays to be extra. And United Healthcare makes it easy with Health Protector Guard fixed indemnity insurance plans. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they supplement your primary plan, helping you manage out-of-pocket costs without the usual requirements and restrictions like deductibles and enrollment periods. So when it comes to covering your medical bills, you can feel good about being a little extra. Visit uh1.com to find the Health Protector Guard plan for you.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Of course, my area of expertise, if you like, is what I do, which is health. And when it comes to that part of our lives, there are a number of things that are forging forward. So we've already talked about AI, and that will have an impact on personalized medicine. So I talk about this, you know, that's one of my things in terms of making things personalized to yourself. But I'm talking about things like genomics and AI algorithms that will target interventions in a way that we've not been used to before. For instance, there are already apps out there that target CBT interventions based on the responses that you give within the app. And that means each user gets a different experience, which is tailored to them. How cool is that? And in some ways, you know, it makes me wonder why we've not done this before, particularly when it comes to mental health. While we're on apps, some people love apps. They have an app for absolutely everything in their life, you know, whether it's continuous glucose monitoring or whether it's heart rate variability, particularly engineers that I know who love optimizing their body as though it's a machine, seem to love that. There's nothing wrong with that. And in the future, A lot of futurists believe that humans are going to evolve and become part AI themselves. What a scary thought that is. But if you're not into all of that and you want real world health hacks, my quick wins for this year, which don't require much thought, and this is the proviso to this, is that you've not been given any kind of professional medical advice not to do them. And this isn't the ideas thing. This is just things that would be generically good for everyone, because, you know, the advice we get these days is about, oh, you know, plants are good for you, actually meat's good for you. You know, it's not one of those. This is sort of universal. And it's really nice when you have universal advice that does actually apply to everyone. It's really difficult to find stuff like that because most of the studies are in specific groups. Anyway, my health hacks for 2024 are: number one, hydration. Drink more water. You'll notice improvements across the board: your skin, your energy levels, general well-being. Number two, try to incorporate flax seeds into your diet, however you like, in a smoothie, or you can just add it to a bit of water and drink it as a shot. Leave them soaked overnight. Why? Because it's a source of fiber, it's rich in minerals like magnesium, and it's one of the few foods that can naturally reduce LDL, or bad, in inverted commas, cholesterol. Number three is just to move, very simple, wherever you're at with your movement, exercise kind of habits. Just do a bit more. That's what I'm going to try and do. And for those of you that are interested, there's a wonderful movement called Red January, where you can get together in a group and raise money just by doing something fun and moving together. And my last one is be compassionate to yourself. Sounds really woolly, not measurable, but so important, I think. What got me thinking about this is I saw a post about behavior change recently, and it was saying about when you start, you know, on a particular journey, whether you're going to go running, you know, one of the things that you'll see written is, oh, tell everyone that you're doing it. Actually, there is the counter argument that you should just quietly do something that you want to do without telling people. If you announce it and then you don't do it, then you feel shame. Whereas I think what I mean by self-compassion is just be as kind to yourself as you would to a good friend. Okay, that was it. I hope that kickstarts your 2024 in a reflective, thoughtful, pensive, but also practical way. Do have a look at the links below. Just a quick reminder that the paperback version of the Health Fix is out, and that I'm doing a talk next Wednesday in London on January the 10th at the House of St Barnabas. If you're around, do come and say hi. It is about the Health Fix. The link is below. And as I said earlier on, if you can, support Red January. And so until next time, do stay well, look after yourself, take care. Bye for now.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage to the first real life store stage. All the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is there to help you grow. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 36% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Get a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/work. Shopify.com/work.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more, with Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to Quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. Quince.com/style.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.